When did you first realize you loved me?
When you got me out of jail.
That was funny.
It wasn't funny at all. What is going on, everybody? We are back again. What is happening on this beautiful weekend? Welcome to the Interracial Podcast with Sife and
Lady N.
Oh, you rocking with the Lady N this week.
I guess so.
Oh, shit. It's like that, huh?
Who was I last week? I don't remember.
You got all kind of spice and salsa. You was Gina last week.
I was. Oh,
now yeah. You Lady N.
Okay, I'll be whoever you want me to be.
Oh, shit. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's having a safe and great weekend. What's been going on with you this week, honey? Let everybody know the breakdown.
Oh, what happened this week? Oh, Papa and his constipation.
Oh, Papa and his constipation. Papa is Gina's
grandfather that okay. I take care of.
And he's 80 what?
No, 78.
Okay, now you got your shit together, because last episode you didn't know anybody's birthdays or anything
else.
I
don't.
Okay, here we go.
That's because we went to the emergency room, It was on his bracelet, so.
Yeah, that's how you got it?
That's how I remembered it.
Oh, man, you just sliding in his DMs and shit, huh?
He don't have that. He wants that, but he don't have it.
Okay, so what happened?
Oh, nothing. He's just got a lot going on down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long story short, you got elephantitis, and you know how you are. If you're 78 years old, what you got to do? You got to release the hounds, man.
Oh, goodness.
What else been happening, baby?
I don't even know. I don't even remember this week. It's already gone.
It's already gone.
It's already gone.
It's like that?
Yep, bye.
I'm sure a lot of couples have that sentiment right now, too. That is a beautiful way to put it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next week we'll be here tomorrow.
All right. So, what's going on here in Wichita, Kansas these days? The Wichita River Festival, right?
Yep, that's going on right
the
now.
The Wichita River Festival. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why did Talib Kweli get canceled?
Which side do you want to take?
What do you mean, which side do I want to take? Do you not see all this sexy bronze going on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, then what side are you talking about?
Why he got kicked off stage?
Yeah, why did he get cucked? What's going on with him?
Exactly, which side do you want to take?
What's going on with him?
There's nothing going on with him.
No, of course there's nothing going on with him, because if you don't know who Talib Kweli is, he is a legend in the game. He is a legend in hip-hop. Why the fuck is Wichita still Wichita-ing?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? What do you think is going on out here?
They do what they do.
Oh, man, this old red state-ass bullshit. Seriously?
Pretty sad.
Oh, because of a weather... Really? They're going to really throw that out there. It's a weather-fucking-threatening situation. Man...
They said their little dinger thingies dinged.
Dinger? What did you just say?
The little dinger thingies dinged.
Dinger thingies dinged.
But this dinged. Stage, and then there was like, but the other stage, their dingers dinging.
Ding, oh, ding, man, ding, get ding, the fuck ding, out of here because of a weather statement. What? Because, man, if anybody knows Talib Kweli, you know, real hip-hop fans know who Talib Kweli is. A fucking legend in the game.
Very good.
Of course, if you follow him on Twitter, you know what he's all about. You know what he's all about.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that anti, and we don't keep it, you know, we ain't on some political shit over here. We don't do that. We keep it lighthearted over here.
Mm-hmm. Who am I?
So you're going to cancel him after his show was delayed an hour in the fucking first place?
Oh, the weather here.
Yeah, the weather. Yeah, welcome to Kansas. Welcome to fucking Kansas. I'm like, what the hell? Really? Common was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you not see a trend of what's going on here in Wichita? I knew it was the beginning of the end when Black Thought came through and wrecked shit with the Roots. I knew it was the beginning of the end of that. And then all of a sudden, and then, we're just going to end his set. Like, I don't know why, man. The way my brain works is I want to get, man, I'm just irritated at people. I'm just irritated at the higher powers that be in Wichita, Kansas. Like, you knew what you were signing up for.
Yep.
You knew what you were signing up for. And you knew what you were getting. And you still want to pull this bullshit. Tornado Alley action is like, oh, okay. Yeah. And the EF5 is on its way. You got to get out of here with your anti-Trump song. Come on, man. Shout out to Talib Kweli. This is some bullshit.
They wanted it child-friendly.
Child-friendly.
Or family-friendly. Something like that. But, okay, they had Cypress Hill. fuck.
That was last year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's fucking pot. Fucking pot. Yeah. All okay. That's
family-friendly.
Like, yo, what the fuck is going on here, man? Like, yo. Really? You knew what you were signing up for? Like, come on, man. Talib Kweli deserves way more respect, Wichita. Way fucking more respect. Yeah. He was in St. Louis. How quickly everybody fucking forgets. He was in Ferguson. How quickly everybody fucking forgets. So if he wants to express his opinions, that's a problem. We ain't gonna go down that road, but we know what's up. We definitely know what's up.
On that note, too, old news. That band that's traveling around from Wichita, Kansas, they also did the same thing, and they got kicked off stage.
Who?
Old News.
That's the name of the band?
Mm-hmm.
Old News? Yeah. I'm not privy to it. Let me know what's up.
They did the same thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say?
They got kicked off stage.
Anti-45 shit?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And they got kicked off stage? How many members are in the band? I mean, I don't know what's up. I really don't know. Go ahead and read it.
He's the one that works at our coffee house. Or used to. I don't know if he still does or not. But
okay, so I see he's... Okay, you got the video pulled up, and he's holding up a Fuck Trump banner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any brothers and sisters in sight. It is all kind of cutting color in the fucking crowd. And he got kicked off the stage, too?
They shut us mics.
You do know we live in Kansas. You know, we do live in Kansas. Yep. What are we going to do about it, people? You want to smoke them tweeds and everything? What are we going to do? And that's
not even scratching. Yeah, it was at the Riverfest as well.
Yeah, I know it is. I could tell it was. That was on probably the Douglas stage, right?
I don't know which stage it is.
Wow.
Oh, the Red Guard stage.
Man, we ain't trying to start this podcast off on a somber note, but shout out to Talib Kweli. Thanks for coming through and enlightening everybody on, I mean, basically, we see your mission. I see your mission. I've been following you on Twitter for years, man. We see your mission. So, babe.
Yes.
You ready to get it lighthearted?
Yes.
Let's get it going. Game 3, NBA Finals. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh, shit. Beyonce wasn't about that smoke. Because she was like, I got lightning and thunder for your ass.
I see it totally different.
What do you mean you see it totally different?
I do.
Okay, so we see the clip. You watch the clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I can see his lips saying soda, and I can see her lips saying it with lime.
How crazy this sounds.
And I think at the moment, just everybody...
What did you really think they actually said again? I really want to run that back. because you you killed me with that shit. What did you really think they were saying? On the sideline, courtside.
His lips moved, and it
said... His lips moved, said, oh, so you lip reading?
Yeah.
And then what did his lips say?
Something soda. Okay, yes. How I about will read that? Your lips. Uh-huh.
The black lips. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. What okay, did he say? So- I want a soda. What? Okay, you
and
know
then
what?
She I'm, asked with lime.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And he shook his head, yes.
Oh, come on. Why do you think Beyonce gave her the, oh, shoot, even the beehive, the bayhive was ready for that action? Why do you think
I
she
think
gave her the
everything was wrong timing on everything.
You know what I think happened?
Oh, you tell me.
You know what I think happened?
Tell me.
I think you should record an album without her.
Who?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I still got this mono cough. If you guys haven't noticed yet. Oh, shit. I think that's what's happening right now. That's what I think the conversation was. You do a better album without Beyonce. You don't think that's what happened? They really was getting a club soda with lime. Is that what you really want to go with? That's what you really think?
Did you not read his lips?
I don't have to read a brother's lips. Then I am a brother with lips.
Then you're reading the gossip.
Oh, come on. I ain't reading no damn gossip. What happened while Obama was still in presidency?
I didn't read his lips.
Why not?
Because I just didn't care.
Because remember
you
that whole...
You sent me the clip.
You remember the exchange.
I looked at it.
And Michelle wasn't about that action. And then all of a sudden, she, them seats got exchanged. And she wasn't playing no games. You don't remember that?
Yeah, but I didn't read those lips.
Why not?
Because I didn't.
Because they protect the presidency's lips, huh?
Probably.
Him and the first lady.
They probably said gibberish.
Man, come on, man. You know what I'm thinking that chick was saying?
She was probably, oh, I'm sorry. I was just keeping the seat warm for you. But damn right you better be keeping that seat warm.
Man, you know what it looks like. You're a Midwestern gal, right?
What?
You're a Midwestern gal. Okay. Let a chick slide in and just say something, even if he was ordering
what
a drink.
What happened when the bitch slid in and whispered in your ear?
Oh, that goes back to the last episode of Want to Stab a Bitch. Right.
See? Okay.
Yeah, so you sympathize. Why are you thinking about, it's really a drink? It's really a drink.
Yeah. Dead serious. It's really a drink.
Yeah. Well, then obviously there was some more business involved. We are talking about billionaires.
No, you're talking about gossip. What happened is, I said... They need to be fucking talking about the fucking fucked up weirdos that are harassing the poor girl.
Oh, you really sympathizing with that? Really?
Yeah.
That girl gave her the fucking shoulder check, gave her the little elbow bump like, yo, you got me fucked up out here in these U.S. streets.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Nobody fucks with Beyonce. They stupid if they did.
Okay. Well, what you just said is pretty, we walking on a tightrope.
Exactly. Beyonce does not need a whole fucking buttload of people going and fucking death threatening somebody.
Really?
Beyonce can do that herself.
She been rocking that way for years.
Exactly.
You ain't heard about the Beehive? See, that's why you need to get on Twitter and get off the, man, you got to get off Facebook. Got to get the fuck off of Facebook, honey. Even the dogs is letting you know. You hear them in the background?
And they're like, shut up.
Yo, so I pulled up something else just to switch gears.
Oh, again, good.
We ain't switched gears in like 20 minutes. It seems like 20 minutes.
Oh.
Guess what I came up with?
What'd you come up with?
It's going along, Sid. Since we're not ever formatted... Right?
Right.
Never formatted.
Even though I want it formatted.
Headline today that I saw was Jada Pinkett Smith says there have been betrayals of the heart bigger than infidelity in Will Smith marriage.
Is that gossip?
It's not going to be gossip the way we're going to break it down.
I doubt that.
What do you mean you doubt that?
I doubt that.
She really don't think I'm really on point right now. That's what's going on. No, it ain't.
Who'd it come from?
Fox News. Fake news. Oh, 45. See what's going on here. Check this out. Pika says she could relate to a woman's decision not to immediately leave a marriage because she says she's been down the same path. I'm asked a lot about, is there infidelity in your relationship with Will? She said, and it's like, no, but there have been other betrayals of the heart that have been far bigger than I could even think in regards to an infidelity situation. What the fuck does that even mean?
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean you wouldn't know?
I don't know.
We've done a lot of dumb shit in our past.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can kind of understand a little bit, but I don't understand from a woman's perspective. When a woman says something like that, what does that actually mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I don't know. Obviously, she's been hurt worse than that.
Okay, so do women actually really feel like being cheated on is not as bad as betrayals of the heart in other aspects?
I guess it's not that big of a deal anymore. I don't know.
Well, I mean, people work out their issues. People work out their past. People work out whatever. I mean, but that just sounds kind of weird to me. Like, what is it with... Okay, so let's break it down like this.
Okay, please do. That dog is driving me nuts.
Oh, fuck that dog.
Somebody's got to do something.
So, if women are in a relationship right now, right?
Right.
A man cheats on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man loves you. You know, that man appreciates you. What kind of mind fuck does that create for a woman?
With them, I don't know. To me, it'd be like, well, does I don't think really does, because then I mean, he wouldn't be wanting other things, or he's missing something that I'm not giving him.
Interesting. Why do you feel that way? What makes you think that?
I don't know. That's what I assume.
What you assume or what you know?
I mean,
we out here, baby.
I mean, you know,
we old heads. We went through some shit. I mean, we know.
I mean, back then, being cheated on, it's not a big deal. Everybody's fucking kids. I mean, we didn't, you know, everybody's running around like fucking rabbits anyways. So, I mean, cheating back then, I don't think it really was that big of a thing as a, you know, long committed relationship, you know, older, 25, 30 plus years in.
Mm-hmm.
You're established.
that's a key word that you just hit. That's on. Established.
You know, something, you know, different. So I couldn't say because I'm not there. I mean, now we're coming up on that where I could probably say something later on in 10, 15 years.
What do you mean?
I can probably say something.
Say something as far as what?
If you cheated on me.
Okay, what if I were to cheat on you right now?
Well, that's probably...
I mean, we're 10 years in the game, motherfuckers.
Just 10 years.
Ain't nothing happening.
But I'm just saying, just 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's not 25, it's not 30, it's
not... What do you mean it's just 10? I mean, we ain't looking at it like it's some bullshit. What you talking
about? It's not bullshit. Okay. I'm not saying it's not bullshit.
Okay, you better
get your... It's a long time in.
You better watch your words, woman. I'll get ready.
I am going to watch my words. Carefully.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Whoops. Probably barking up the wrong tree. Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, you're already creating all kind of different static that is going to come to our direction that we don't actually need in our relationship right now, do we?
Huh? Okay. Anyways.
In theaters today.
Near you. Okay, anyways.
My part two.
Lord. Okay, so.
What? Break it down, babe. Break down the anatomy of a woman. This is really where I'm getting at. Break down the anatomy of a woman's thinking.
No, me.
Okay. You. All right.
I'm not going to tell somebody else how they think.
100.
Shit.
100.
They on their own.
All right, got you. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, what?
Okay, so you know, I'm not saying our 10 years isn't long, because yes, it is long. It has been long. But it's not long enough for me to say that, you know, we're established, because we're not established. We're still growing.
Of course.
So I can't, I mean, if you cheated on me right now, I'd kick your ass and kick you out.
You ain't about to kick nobody's ass.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we talked about that in pre-prod.
See?
Yeah. You think Beyonce could take Jay-Z? And you said, hell yeah.
Yes.
And I asked you, you think you could take me?
In my head.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
No, but seriously, why is infidelity a big issue with people? Get down to the surface of it. Get down to the core of it, actually, is what I mean.
I think it's not a big issue with people anymore, and I think it should be.
See how you're choosing your words wisely?
No, I just twisted your words. Yeah, I just twisted yours.
Uh-huh. But yeah, man. I think people shouldn't be worried about other people's fucking business.
Oh, goodness.
This is why I'm bringing it up right now. Because you know what business is actually going on right now?
What's that?
What do you think?
I don't know.
I know it's been festering in your head all day.
What?
Oh, man. Somebody's got a secret admirer. At the 9 to 5.
That is all you.
What do you mean that was all me? How the goodness. Hell was that all me?
It's all you.
It was all me?
It's all you. Going in there glowing and all your good stuff.
I was going in there glowing and all my... What you think I'm wearing? Some fucking skinny jeans or something like that? I'm showing all my family jewels?
You better not.
That's what I'm doing? And guess what, guys? Remember what I was saying, honey?
Mm-hmm.
We can't get old and sexy.
Yeah, we try to.
We try to.
And we're trying to.
Yeah, man. You know why I'm staying old and sexy?
Hmm.
It's all because of you, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. But guess what, guys?
Oh, goodness.
I got a note at work the other day. Literally on a piece of paper. And what did it say, honey?
I don't
look! Oh, look at you smacking your lips. You don't.
No,
I
saw the fucking huge heart.
Oh, yeah, there was a heart drawn on this notebook piece of paper, and it said, "You can get it."
Mm-hmm.
What did you interpret that to mean?
That you can have her, whoever it is. That's what I interpreted it as.
Giving up that coochie coo.
And I'm like, you're kind of easy.
First of all, rule number one, young fellas that are actually listening out there, you don't shit where you eat.
Nope.
Rule number two, if you building something with somebody, why would you fuck that up? Mm-hmm. Rule number three, fuck out of here. That's rule number three. Hashtag it, FOH. How did you feel when I text you that, honey? Honestly, from a woman's perspective, what does that make you think?
I laughed. Inside, very hard.
See, that's but why I was sitting at a real table. Ass woman. I love you. You laughed at the what table?
Because I was eating lunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I was out to eat.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't, like, laugh out loud. So I was dying inside. And, of course, I have to keep my composure on my face because my face tells everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You don't be thinking so, but it does.
So, yeah, I just... Plus, like, you also have this like shaking your head moment, like,
oh, your man still could be sexy out here in these streets.
No, it's not that. It's right like, it's like, I mean, are we still in kindergarten? Are we, you know?
It's, that's what notes? It kind of reminded me of. It's like, yo, pass a note. Do you like me? Circle yes or no.
Right?
Yeah, that shit had me
fucking
dying. Had a little
heart going, and I'm like, what?
Had me dying.
That's like me when I drew your stick figures and shit. You can't top me, girls.
Damn.
Try.
I'm getting tossed notes in 2019. That obviously reveals our age even further, doesn't it?
Right.
Like, yo, really? Yo, you gonna hit me with a note saying you can get it? Oh, man. Women out there thirsty for your man, baby. How you feel about that shit?
They can try.
They can try?
Yeah.
What you think I'm gonna do?
None.
And that's right. I'm gonna hold it down like a motherfucker.
Like always.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's Jeff Bezos' ex-wife or something, then we got to work something out. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We can work out a trio on that kind of situation. What, she get $30-something billion?
That's fine. You can have that, sugar mama.
You hear all that? Look, look at you. I already got, look, you can't see her facial expression, but that face is, exactly. Honey, just hold on. Huddle up.
We got this.
Me and you, huddle up. Oh, don't you guys get no fucking ideas. Don't get any fucking ideas out there. Unless you got billions.
Oh, yes.
With a B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And an I. Followed by two double L's.
Oh, funny.
What you think about the landscape out there in the world today, baby? Let's just bring it back down. Let's bring it back down. Format, it doesn't work for us. Obviously, you see how much we're flowing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so what's happening?
See? Format. Uh-huh.
Well, I want to give a special shout out. Mm-hmm. To my partner in rhyme, B. Lau.
Yes.
He said, we need to talk about...
Oh, why we watch people?
People watching.
Oh, are people watching?
People watching. And you know what? That's just such a broad fucking...
That's a skill.
Yeah. Break it down. How is that a skill? For you guys that don't know, she does it way better than I do. Well, it depends on the dynamic and the situation and where we at and whether we in a... Well, I ain't going to go that far, but... Why is it a skill?
Because you have to know what's going on around you at all times.
Facts. And?
So even though I don't remember anything that goes on half the time,
mm-hmm.
I at least, you know what's going on around me at that moment. What is that screaming?
That's what I was about to say. Like, I don't know if you guys hear this in the podcast. It's like, what the fuck? What kind of pigs are fucking in the backyard?
Wow.
All right, so okay. Talk about the skill. Obviously, you getting some background action. You getting ad-libs. Let's get it. What kind of skill does it entail besides watching your surroundings?
Yeah, my peripheral.
Love that word. Yeah. You've been loving that word for years, peripheral.
Yes, I look out my peripheral. I hardly ever look out my eyeballs, I guess.
You mean right in front of you directly?
Right.
Like everybody else should as normal human beings? My God.
Yeah.
All right, so people watching. What do we do when we're people watching? What do you do when you people watch? What do you notice besides looking out your peripheral and not in front of you? That's our third member of the podcast, Ghost. Stop, man. All right, what do you notice when you people watch? She's a people watching extraordinaire.
People are weird.
Of course.
They're so strange.
Welcome to the U.S. of A.
They're always on the phone. They're always looking down.
You just noticed that yesterday.
No, period. They are always doing it. Whether they're standing in line at the grocery store, whether they're, sitting at the light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as the light turns red... They're in their phone.
Yeah.
It's like insane.
More women than men, huh?
They all do it.
They all do it?
They all do it.
Who's they?
Men and women.
Who's kids. They? No, I'm kidding.
They all do it.
Okay, everybody on the phone?
It's scary.
People watch it. Okay, what else? Why is it scary, though? Especially while you're on the road. And like I was talking about yesterday, driving. We were sitting down on the front porch. You driving a 2,000, 2,500, you know, whatever. You're driving a 2,000-pound hunk of metal, and all I see is heads down on the phone.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Everybody's it's addicted scary. To it. People are listening to us right now on their phone.
I know. Hello.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you see when we people watching?
A lot of people aren't happy. They're just...
looking for an escape.
Yeah.
From their same rudimentary lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I look at when we're people watching? When I'm people watching? When we're together? Is when we're out in public. And I feel like we're in a place that is just somewhere I don't want to be or somewhere you don't want to be. Uh-huh. What do? I people watch it crack all kinds of jokes.
You always talk shit. Constant.
I crack all kinds of jokes. Get a load of this guy.
What the fuck happened to his hairline?
Yeah.
To his hairline jokes. Hairline.
I'm always clowning niggas' hairlines. Like, come on, man. And I don't mean niggas in that connotation, but I'm talking about hairlines in general. Yeah. Fellas, if your hairline is trash, why are you holding on to it? Mm-hmm. Why are you holding on to it? And they walking through whistling like they in the Enzyte commercial and shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Oh, man, I have all kinds of fun talking shit about people in fucking public places. That's what you call people watching.
Yeah.
People watching. You on some trying to be enlightened woke shit.
Oh, and their carts. Like when at the store.
Yeah, the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I'm like, don't get that. That's bad for you.
What, they got mothballs in there? No, some Hostess cakes?
Yes, like little bad stuff. Or I don't know, just bad things.
More batteries for the dildo? I mean, what are you talking about?
That might be nice for them. I don't know.
Is it non-GMO?
I bet that would be.
What else do you see in grocery cars? You really paying attention to people like that?
Yes.
Why?
Like, we're walking in.
Mm-hmm.
At least all of them pass the produce section.
That is true. Like that is fucking nuts to me. That is crazy to me. They walk by everything that's all kind of fresh and even semi-organic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they will go just
choo-boom. What? Damn, I need that ad lib on my album.
Okay.
I don't know where to put it in, but I'll find it. Choo-boom. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, they just beeline past the fucking fresh produce section, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up in this country. How do you fix it? I told you I was going to vote for you in 2020.
I don't know. I don't think there's no fixing it unless you take out all the companies, and you can't do that.
Yeah, man, shit, you gotta have some deep ass pockets.
Yeah, not working.
Yeah, generational wealth.
I can fix me.
You can fix you. And how have you been doing that so far, baby doll?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. How?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
The garden.
Yeah,
the garden.
Man, mm-hmm. We love that garden, man. There's all kind of fresh produce in that mm-hmm. motherfucker. I don't beeline past that.
Nope.
Unless I'm peeing in the backyard, that's something.
Better not be near the garden.
That late night tinkle.
Oh, we'll have to talk. And now show me where you peed.
No.
Just healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of vegetables.
What is healthy fats? What's that?
Healthy butters.
Healthy butters.
Healthy oils. Shit.
There's healthy butters out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes. The more yellow your butter, the healthier it is. The more natural it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're the one who told me that. Mm-hmm. You taught me that. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, because you bought the wrong butter.
Well, yeah, just recently. Oh, my God. My bad.
It's still in the fridge.
And I also just learned recently, too, that pickles were made out of fucking cucumbers.
I know it.
Hey, why is that so damn funny? Damn it, man. I was like, man, I mean, I never... who actually thinks about that? I mean, you got to think about it. Who actually thinks about that? Look, everybody. You giving me that look like everybody knows that. No, not everybody knows that. Obviously, there was one person on the planet that didn't know that. I'm like, what are we going to do with all these abundance of pickles last year? Last year in the garden. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, that's how you make pickles.
No, damn. You said, what are we going to do with the cucumbers? Because last year we had, like, tons and tons of cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm gonna, you know, pickle them.
Man, that plant grew over 7 feet tall.
It did. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that thing. That was insane. But, so, I got a pickle recipe and got it all together and started canning my pickles. And he was like, what is this?
That's what I thought. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
I said, it's a pickle.
I'm like, how?
He said, how'd you get a pickle? I said, I got a pickle from a cucumber.
Man. I'm like, that's how you make them? Oh, man. After all these years of existence, I didn't fucking know that. You fucking idiot.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, we're trying to grow them this year.
Oh, yeah. Man, we got them already growing. So mm-hmm. I am ready to pickle. And get them all just going. Those are so much better than store-bought all day long.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
I do, too. They're fucking awesome.
They are amazing.
They are fucking awesome.
No chemicals.
No chemicals?
None.
Nothing. Mm-mm. All the organic. All straight up.
Yep.
Straight H2O and rainwater, huh? Yep. Nitrogen hitting that rainwater. Oh, just coming down.
Yes.
Hell yeah, man.
Yep.
And all that mint that you cut down has already grew back.
I know.
See that broccoli flourishing out there?
Yeah, we got three new heads of broccoli. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to roll this out. We're going to close this out.
Sounds good.
You ready?
Okay.
You ready for some space travel?
Let's.
Yeah, we're switching gears all the way.
Okay.
You want to grow plants on the moon?
Sure.
You want to grow plants in the International Space Station?
I think I can do it.
NASA is offering tourists to travel to the International Space Station starting next year.
In Florida?
Who cares where it's from? You get launched into the fucking atmosphere.
Oh, I get to go up there?
Yeah, you get to go up there. Do you want to go?
How do I get back down?
No, well, that's, I mean, you know. No. You got to read the fine print.
No. No, I'm not going.
You're not going?
Nope.
Why not?
Because they're, no.
Mm-mm. See, she got more sister in her blood than you Mm-mm. guys think she does.
No, fucking nuts.
I ain't going up there.
I'm not going.
Get the fuck out of here.
How do I get
Why
back?
Why would I want to take trips to the International Space Station?
You can't guarantee me getting back here, so fuck you.
People
fuck
are trying to move
idea.
To Mars right not now, happening. So what's the difference? Mm-mm. What's the difference?
Good luck.
Good luck to what?
That tan.
So you don't want to go to the International Space Station? You don't want to go to the ISS, honey?
No.
How about Ubercopter?
What the fuck is that?
Ubercopter?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Uber. You know Uber.
I know Uber.
Is getting ready to use helicopters to fly people in New York City to their destination starting on July 9th.
Oh, goodness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hope they're really preparing for helicopter crashes, just in case.
Have a propeller in your backyard or in your fucking living room. Like, where the fuck that come from?
Say, honey.
Shingles all in the fucking...
Did we up your life insurance before you did this?
Man, no doubt.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Mm. You don't want to get on a helicopter to get to your destination?
No.
As late as your ass be and as long as you take,
I
why not?
I don't give one fuck.
Zero shits?
Nope.
None?
None.
None.
Not absolutely all right. None.
You don't want to get on a helicopter at all?
Not Ubers. And how do I know it's Ubers? Canadians identify themselves?
Yeah, even though there's other things going on with them right now. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. People stepping down from certain integral positions in the company after that announcement. Yeah, there's shit going on.
Well, they don't want to fly in them either. They're like, fuck this. I am being sued.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
They don't want to be sued?
No.
They don't want no. They don't want none of those problems, huh?
I wouldn't either.
Into somebody's fucking backyard.
Hey, they're at least a tad bit smart.
How?
By getting the fuck out.
All right, baby. We're going to go ahead and close this out.
Okay, good deal.
Oh, you ready to get that microphone out your face?
Yes.
That big black thing in your face?
This one, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm still hot out here in these streets.
Yeah.
On these bitches, huh?
Is that you?
You like that voice?
No.
Does it get you titillated?
No.
Does it get you excited?
No.
Is it tantalizing?
No.
Oh, well, shit. Avengers 19 comes out next weekend.
Okay.
Story, yours truly. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, guys, thanks for listening in to us. We've both been tired. Everybody knows how a long work week is. Mm-hmm. Knows how a long work week is. Got through it. Hope everybody's having a safe weekend. Tell everybody salutations, honey.
Bye.
Deuces.